USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is leading a congressional delegation to the southern border on Monday amidst a surge in illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez wants his fellow lawmakers to get a taste of what it's like to live on the border.
I hope the takeaway is for us to refocus on border security and legal immigration. Those go hand in hand.
Meanwhile, Texas Democrat Congresswoman Veronica Escobar tells CNN the influx of illegal immigrants has natural ebbs and flows.
The flow of humanity arriving at our front door never stopped.
An online tool is available for those who want to know when to expect their $1,400 stimulus checks. The IRS using the online tracking site Get My Payment. It launched on Sunday and will give users updates on when payments will go out. USA Radio News.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weekend's blizzard in Denver is one of the largest in the city's history. Denver got at least 2 feet of snow, which is the most since more than 31 inches fell in March of 2003. This motorist telling KUSA 9, the NBC affiliate in Denver.
So I've been trying to dig out my car. Been probably digging out for the past 20, 30 minutes at this point. But snow is easily going halfway up the side of my car when I got out here, and it's just crazy.
That storm now moving east, bringing winter storm warnings and watches to Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. President Biden is kicking off his Help Is Here tour on Tuesday, touting the impact of his coronavirus relief package signed last week. He says the plan is to move the nation from crisis to recovery and finally resurgence. Only 9% of the nearly $2 trillion relief plan goes directly towards COVID relief. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An ACC school is going back to virtual learning.
Undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely, common spaces are being closed, and students living off campus are being told to stay home. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID-19 test. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is officially retiring from the NFL after a 20-long season career. Brees' kids making the announcement on Sunday on social media.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend all the time with us!
Brees joining NBC's Today Show to talk more about his decision.
I'm 42 years old. I've had a chance to play this game for 20 years in the NFL. And I think for the last few years, you know, I felt like this moment was coming. And it just made me so laser focused on staying in the moment.
Drafted by the Chargers in 2001, Brees signed with New Orleans in 2005. And the Saints won Super Bowl 44, where he was named MVP. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.